So actually, everything is one mind. The only reason the two minds exist is the anti. You got the mind of Christ. He created, he spoke it all into existence. Everything is the mind of Christ. Types and shadows are pointing to the mind of Christ. So what are the anti-types? The opposite, the flesh mind. Neo is a type of Christ, but Neo is also a type of the Antichrist. In the movie The Matrix, Neo is a type of Christ saving the world, right? But he's also a type of Antichrist, because the world ends up, the people around him end up trying to worship Neo, you know? The human, worship a human. So the Antichrist wants to be worshiped. The Antichrist is going to try to be tied in with the machine, the AI, the human, and the demons all at the same time. The Antichrist is going to say he's going to save the world. He's going to fix the world. There's always an Antichrist on the scene. Look at Elon Musk going down there and he's going to fix the border, right? Act like he's going to fix the border. I picked somebody up with Uber one day, and it was an engineer. He said he talked to Elon. But Elon has the God complex now. He has the God complex. He said the only people surrounded by Elon are the yes men. The yes men surround Elon. They just agree with him. They say yes, yes. They never disagree. And they're setting him up for failure, because when you always agree with somebody, you're actually setting that person up for failure. There's really only one mind, the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the truth, the biblical sound doctrinal truth. And anybody who's got another mind is on the path of the Antichrist mind. The mind of Christ is the true mind. Everything is sourced from the mind of Christ. So there's really one mind. The Antichrist mind, the flesh mind, is the anti of Christ. If you live in fear, that's anti. If you live in hate, that's anti. If you live in doubt and worry and anxious, that's anti. Because the universe is not set up that way. And so these people online screaming and yelling, oh no, it's the end of the world. Do you think that's the mind of Christ, or do you think it's the anti? The church will be caught up, raptured out. We believe that. We know. We actually know it. It's not necessarily a belief. We know it. Because as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, plucked out. The judgment is for the world, not for the saints. The church is not under judgment. We will be judged for things done in the body, but the judgment is for the world. So there's really only one mind. You can call it two minds, because the flesh mind versus the spirit mind, but it's really just one mind. Everything they do in the anti points back to God. So an atheist, somebody atheist says, I'm an atheist. Well, okay, atheist, why are you using the word theist? If you're an atheist, why are you even saying the word God inside that word? They have to use God to claim they're not for God. See, it's an oxymoron. They're the anti. So there's really only one mind, But the people who are disconnected from that mind, they are the anti. They're in the flesh. You can call it two minds, but it's really just one mind. The type and the anti-type. Christ and the antichrist. The spirit versus the flesh.